I'm Olivia Reingold with Yellowstone Public Radio News. The body of a 16-year-old Crow girl missing since New Year's Day has been found near where she disappeared at an I-90 rest area outside of Billings. U.S. Department of Interior searchers found Selena Shelley Faye Not Afraid's body during a systematic grid search at 10 a.m. Monday morning, less than a mile southwest of the rest area where she was last spotted. No foul play is suspected, according to the lead investigating agency, the Bighorn County Sheriff's Office. The Bighorn County Sheriff's Office says an autopsy will be performed to determine Not Afraid's cause of death. The Bighorn County Sheriff previously called Not Afraid's disappearance suspicious. Teams of federal, state, and local agencies had been combing the rest area since she was last seen there on New Year's Day. Francine Amiot, Not Afraid's grandmother, says she was up for 32 hours during the first days of her granddaughter's disappearance.
And my adrenaline was going and worried sick. And then after, like, of no avail, the search, things started to be real emotional. Real weepy, crying.
Yellowstone Public Radio News met with Amiot, Not Afraid's grandmother, on day 17 of the search for her granddaughter. Not Afraid's aunt, Cheryl Horn, posted to Facebook Monday, quote, "We brought our baby girl home. Now she can rest in peace," end quote. Investigators say the day before her disappearance, Not Afraid attended a New Year's Eve party in Billings. The next day, she was catching a ride back with five adults when the car stopped working. The van pulled over at an eastbound rest area on Interstate 90 between Billings and Hardin, and Not Afraid and another passenger jumped out. Then the car restarted and left without them. When a relative arrived to pick the two up, no one could find Not Afraid. Amiot describes Not Afraid, a Hardin High School junior, as vibrant and high energy, the kind of girl who has lots of friends and helped take care of her younger cousins. This is what she says Not Afraid sounded like walking through her front door.
She'll be like, "Hello, Grandma." Like, that's when I told her, I said, I'm like, "Selena, you sound like you're a Southerner." And she'll be like, "Yeah." And she'll be like, "Okay, Grandma."
Amiot says Not Afraid enjoyed horseback riding and wanted to become a jockey. 11 Native Americans are listed as missing in Bighorn County, which contains parts of the Crow and Northern Cheyenne reservations. The only other county with that many missing Indigenous people is Yellowstone, but it has more than 12 times the population. Earlier this year, 14-year-old Henny Scott was found on the Northern Cheyenne reservation, determined to have died of hypothermia. 18-year-old Kay Sarah Stopp's Pretty Places was found dead in a Hardin backyard 5 months ago. The Billings Gazette reports her death is classified as suspicious. An autopsy was unable to determine the cause of death, and an investigation is still open. For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Olivia Reingold.